irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Here on LA Talk Radio, I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday live where you can interact with us. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for running us on different nights, different times on both of their stations. You can go to LA Talk Radio's website and find all of our archives dating back to February of 2015. Listen to your heart's content. Dr. Allen, you are live and on the air.
Great. Let me start to work with people.
Great. Let me say the number so everybody has it. It's 323-203-0815. And I say it slowly because some people say, Kelly, you're talking too fast. So I have slowed it down. And let me check in with Sam at our switchboard and see if we've got any calls. Have you been, Dr. Allen? What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm going to the theater tonight after the show.
And oh, very exciting. What are you seeing?
Doing what?
What show are you seeing?
It's Beauty and the Beast. It's in San Diego. It's outdoor theater, and I love it.
Fabulous. We have a caller live with us. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, hi there. Hi there. You're our male representative.
No. Well, I hate to be the only one, but I know I've been
the only
consistent one.
Well, you're not the only one, Brian. You're not the only one. It's just there are more girls calling than guys, and I appreciate your calling. And I invite other men to call because I like to work with them in communication as well.
We certainly need our help there too, and things so far going okay with the long distance lady. I was hoping to see
is
her
that
this
right?
weekend. Yeah, we were gonna do something where we both drove halfway and met that way, but some stuff came up for both of us, so it's not gonna happen this week. But I got another plane ticket to go up and see her in a couple of weeks, and so that'll be the second time we're getting together.
Brian,
but we're in a lot of contact.
I'm so
anyhow.
Proud. Is
well,
your goal
you.
To mate or marry?
I think I could do either one. I like to lean towards the idea of mating, and I think she's even said something about not wanting to get married again. She's been married and had two of her kids are adults, and one is getting close.
Okay, so you know that, and you're just letting it play out.
We definitely have our stuff. We're both imperfect. What did I hear? Like, we're fixer uppers. You know, I've even heard you say things like, I wouldn't marry me because, hey, we all have our issues. You know, the marriage is more about a contract,
right.
and it's not about perfection. Yes. Well, I definitely got that from you. So I was thinking that, and I know you've said it before many times, especially when you were doing your thing in person, was the five tools for women, but I would like to hear the five tools for men again. I think that would be helpful.
I think that's just wonderful. And first of all, I want to say I'm a certified transactional analyst. That I belong to the American Transactional Analyst Association, and that was started by Eric Byrne in the 1960s, and I My doctoral work is androgynous semantic syntactical realignment, which means I help people communicate. There's only three ways to communicate. One is to intimidate with fear. Another is to seduce with guilt and shame. And the one that I like is to negotiate with love. So the first thing I ask a man or a woman, now I'm going to teach you how to talk like a gentleman. And the first thing is, do you want the women that you date or and mate with or marry, do you want them to predominantly respect your thinking and behavior or cherish your feelings and your body? Which do you want most, or do you want both equally?
Oh, well, I've heard you go over this before, so I
know
am on
that.
The respect.
That's what I'm teaching you.
Yes, that's great. So I am in the masculine role, and I want to be respected, but I will share. I don't think she knows anything about your work, but she said the way that I have talked to her, that she feels cherished. She said that automatically with, I don't think, any background in your stuff.
Do you know that? What you're telling me is a success story that a woman named the work that I'm teaching you, and she doesn't even know the name of the work.
I think so.
I want to tell a little story right now because it's one of the best strokes I've ever gotten from a client in the group. A lady said her little boy was like 4 or 5 years old, said something, which is one of my tools. He said, Mom, I know you may not feel good when I ask you for this, but are you willing to listen to what I have? Can you believe this?
That's good.
And he didn't go to a class. All he had was his mother being a woman. And now this is what I want to share with you as a man. Because you want to be respected, I want you to always be willing to say what you think and what you want, your opinion, your suggestions. And if it's important to both of you, how she feels about it.
Okay. I have been doing that. Sometimes I was holding back in relation to some stuff she told me, but then I ended up telling her anyway how I think, because it is definitely something I have some experience in, and some way she's taken to it.
I think that's fine. So be courageous. Do not ask for what you want. I want you to ask for what you want, say what you think, give your opinion, and ask her how she feels about it. And remember, when she says what she feels,
I feel that you're a control freak.
She's used a non-acceptable term. I feel that. There is no feeling called that. So if she says that, you say, there is no feeling called that. How do you feel about what I've asked you to do? And that's when you will bump into her possible masculine role of wanting to be respected, which then sets up a competition with you. Okay?
Yes. And I've talked to her sometimes when she's working, and I can tell that she's in her thinking mode then. But when it's later in the day, she does what you talk about, which is she's able to get into her feeling role. And she did. And she even brought up some of the career woman and woman with a career stuff naturally, too. So she definitely I think she can do the feminine in relationships and the masculine when she's in the work world. I think that's certainly
and
her
so
goal.
Can you. You're a very androgynous couple. There are four of you. There's two men and two women in this relationship. You have a man's body, but you have a spiritual feminine soul called the anima. She has a female body with all its scientific limitations, but she has a masculine soul called the animus. So there are four people. Now, what do you do when you have feelings and you know that you've got to bring them up to her? You want to bring them up to her. So what you say to her is, honey, whatever you call her, honey, I have something to say to you that's sensitive. This is the second tool. I have something to say to you that may be sensitively painful. Are you willing and do you feel comfortable enough to listen? And when would it be most comfortable for you to listen? So you have to set up the subject of what it's about, and you've got to find out if she's comfortable and when for listening. You got that?
Yes. And I definitely have that in mind for something in the future. May happen at the end of the month or another time. We'll see. But it's definitely a conversation I want to have in person, not text or phone or on Zoom.
Well, how do you get across to her when she's irritated you? That's the third tool. This is what you do. You do the same thing. You say, I have something to say about what you just did or what you just said that may not be very comfortable. Are you comfortable hearing what I have to say about what you just did?
Uh-huh.
You've always
okay.
got to check her comfort zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's important. I've done it, and there's certainly opportunities where I could do it more. So I appreciate the reminder.
Good. Now, here is a real killer. Do you know that 90% of communication is not verbal, whether it's written or whether it's talked? 90% is body language, tones of voice, body movements, eyes rolling, tones going, everything. Tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. How do you get those up to the social communication level? Here's what you do. Honey, I sense by the look on your face, I think by your body language and the way you're talking that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? I don't want to talk about it. Oh, you have every right not to want to talk about it, but that tells me that you are, in fact, uncomfortable about something. So I want to know, what can I do to help you and I feel better? You see what I'm using? Comfort, feel better?
Yes, yes.
Whereas I teach men, I teach women to ask men what they think and what she can do to help you and she do better. So if she says, I would feel better if you let me think about when I want to comfortably talk to you about this and leave it up to me. What do you think about that? And you would say, fine. And the next day you might say, do you feel comfortable talking about subject from yesterday. And she may say yes, and she may say no. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. I've done some of that. There's always room to do more. We're probably still in the honeymoon phase, so there hasn't been that much conflict yet, but that's going to be very useful when there is, because it's not a question of if, it's when.
The first 3 months in a relationship, as you start to date, are the perfect period. Everybody's faking it. Everybody's acting as if. Everybody's reading magazines how to date better. Anyway, that's the first 3 months. I call it the perfect period. The second 3 months are imperfect. That's when blips show here, blips show there, and you find out you're with a human being, and they don't make perfect human beings anymore. You know, and some of those that were made are called saints, but it doesn't seem like a lot of them now. So with that in mind, you basically deal with the nonverbal part of the 90%. I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, you're gesturing that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes, you are. When would it be comfortable for you to tell me about it? Hopefully today. And then she'll say yes or no. Then
yes,
when
that
she
sounds
says,
good.
Pardon?
That sounds good.
I know. And then there's the last one, which is really a nonverbal spinoff of the second one, where you make an appointment to tell her something, you know, that you are uncomfortable with. So with this one, do you know the timeout signal with the crossed hands?
Yes.
Okay. If you're afraid that you won't do the verbal version of the second tool in a good way, then give her a body signal with your hands. What are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable about something you said or something you did yesterday, today, tonight, whenever. Are you comfortable hearing what it is, and when would it be most? Hopefully today. Have you got that one?
Yes. It's good to hear it again. I definitely use the "Am I right?" thing. I use the feeling stuff, but I'm thinking of a couple times recently where I thought she was uncomfortable and I didn't ask her feelings then. So I've done it most of the time, but a few times I've missed. So again, excellent reminders of your stuff.
Please. Concentrate on requiring her to say what she feels. Otherwise, you may be with a narcissist that wants respect and equally cherishing. And that means you have to be a zero with her.
Yep, I've been in that situation before, but based on what she said recently about how cherishing was so important to her, it made me think that we're going in the right direction, or the direction I want to be going in.
I hear that you're both going in the direction. You see, it's interesting.
Yes.
The first period in a relationship is perfect. Then the second 3 months is imperfect. And hopefully you use my tools. The third 3 months is when you get down to negotiating, where is this thing going? Because hopefully if you've started a sexual relationship based on commitment to monogamy, continuity, and long-term mating or long-term marriage. Marriage and mating have the same contract, but the government gives licenses for marriages. There are no licenses for mating. Okay?
Yes, yes. The only concern is that... go ahead, please.
The fourth 3 months is when you decide she's 51% valuable. So I'm going to have you speak the pledge. Raise your right hand, please. Honey, you're talking to your girlfriend. Honey, yoo-hoo.
Oh, do you want me to say it right now?
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here, honey. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Honey, well, this is for women.
Honey,
I promise to cherish you.
Okay. To cherish you.
Even when I think you're illogical.
I think when you're illogical.
Irrational. And irritating. Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A medical doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer to start a lawsuit against you.
Boy, that would be trouble because she is a lawyer.
Yeah. I will cherish your feelings. Now, do you understand what you just pledged?
Yes. That I've decided that even at her worst, that she's still somebody I want to be with for the long run.
She's 51% valuable. I advise anybody that's listening, please do not throw people away prematurely. Give them enough rope to tie themselves up, at least their mouth. And the reason for that is rational people know there are no perfect people. And if a person is 51% valuable, and that is enough to at least not throw them away that day. I want to do the woman's pledge now. Just to put it up against this. Ladies, I promise. Brian, would you act like a female for me?
That would be fine. I promise.
I promise on my honor.
On my honor.
To respect your thoughts.
To respect your thoughts.
Opinions.
Opinions.
Ideas.
Ideas.
As long as I don't have to call a policeman.
As long as I don't have to call a policeman.
A medical doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer to sue you.
Or a lawyer to sue you.
Now, do you see that? What you're saying to this human being is, whether it's a man or a woman, I say you don't know people until you've been with them through four seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter. People can, in fact, there's a malady in the therapy world called seasonal affect disorder. And that means a summer person may be fine in the summer, but really a witch in the winter. seasonal affect disorder.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Well, now you know what it is.
Right.
So, do you understand? Don't sign any significant legal documents until you go through your four seasons. Oh, yeah, we got married because we wanted to have sex and we didn't want to have premature. So we got married. How long were you, did you know it? 3 months. Oh, you just started the imperfect period and now you're splitting up. Do you see what I mean? My tools are built for human nature. We all want to be respected and cherished, but to be in a significant business or a love relationship, you better know whether you want to be respected or cherished first, and the opposite, cherished, respected, second. When you want to be cherished and respected equally, you're narcissistic, which is natural for a three-year-old child. But if you're with the person that wants to be respected and cherished, you're a zero with a 10. Got that?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear that.
All right. So do you have something else to ask me?
I do. It's kind of a bigger question, so I'm thinking not to do it. But let me, based on what I've told you about her. So is the year affected, since we're going to be long distance and communicating that way and seeing each other, you know, less? Would that be appropriate to think that it could take longer than a year because we're not going to have as much face-to-face time?
If you're dating through the four seasons, you've dealt with it. Because the four seasons, the last terminal fourth season is the one in which you either have negotiated time, space, money, and play, or you haven't. So you're just doing friends with perks. You're not in a committed relationship. You can't buy a car without a contract. You can't buy a business without a contract. And marriage is a business unless you're just dating. If you're simply mating and not marrying, and you don't do a preempt commitment financially, it has no legal bearing. But if you want to mate and buy houses together and do money and live together, whatever, that's a business.
Yeah.
So,
in
the book Getting to I Do, which I recommend, Chapter 14 has this statement about negotiating time, I time, we time, us time, space, where we live, what's the chores, what's the maintenance, money, my money, your money, our money, how is it handled? Do we put it in a joint account? What do we do with it? And then sexuality, non-sexual or sexual between you, whether you do an open relationship or a closed relationship is your business. I have to report child abuse, elder abuse, disabled adult abuse. I don't have to call the police for polygamy. Okay?
That's okay. Thank you again, Dr.
Right.
Pat. Always good hearing you. Thanks for the refresher.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Good luck.
Good.
Make sure you call us back so we know.
I will. Bye for now.
Bye. Okay. Always nice to hear from Brian. We love a male perspective. So I'm going to reach out to our support and see what we've got going on. And I did reach out to Robert Storr, by the way. And
oh, did you? What did he say?
Oh, he hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I know he will. He is a busy, busy man. So we're just going to cross our fingers and hope for the best. Okay. Isn't that awesome? I haven't had a chance to reach out to Jeff White, but I will definitely be doing that too.
Good.
Okay. I don't know where Sam is. All right. Oh, I'm trying to contact Sam and see what's going on with the switchboard.
Oh, I see you're getting got it, Sam.
Yeah. So again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I want to remind everybody, if you're interested in signing up for one of Dr. Allen's groups, you reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com to get on our waiting list to get either into our elite group or get into one of our five lady groups, which are pretty amazing as well. And Dr. Allen does. Oh,
hi,
we have a caller. Caller,
leave a message if you'd like me to call you back.
Callers, we'd really, really like to talk to you and not your voicemail. So if you got in our queue, please answer your phone if you don't recognize the number. Okay, so let's see. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Dr. Allen also does live script appointments, which are special. And she does special 15-minute I-by-letter reads. So I highly recommend that. If you're looking to do that, info@drpatallen.com is how you reach out to Sue to set up that appointment. Caller, you're live with Hello. Dr. Allen.
Hi, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? What can I do for you?
I have a question for you. So I have, I've been married for 9 years, and I've read your book. It's been a while.
Which one did you read? I wrote Staying Married and Loving It. I wrote Conversational Rape.
Yep,
but did you read Getting
to
I Do?
I read that before I got married, and Staying Married and Loving It. I have it, but it's been a while. I do need to brush up on it.
All right.
So I guess maybe your answer is go read my book.
Well, you've got me on the phone. I can give you the book info.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you?
So yeah, we've been married 9 years, 2 kids, and you know, we're not very. Yeah, we're not having sex as often. Neither one of us ever really want to. We're just too tired. Neither one of us have much desire.
Chemistry? Wait a minute. Do you have chemistry or not?
Okay, what do you define chemistry?
Well,
I guess...
let me put it this way. People generally... Men particularly want a sensual, sexual. Harvard did a study of this. Men, 2/3 of the time, want sensual, sexual stability. Then status and security. Women, on the other hand, want status, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability or security. Did you want to get laid or paid when you got married? What was your priority?
Paid, yeah. And I have
that's
financial
marriage.
Stability. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know if he wanted to get laid?
No, he also wanted a marriage.
Wait a minute. The marriage is laid and paid. It's a business that hopefully has chemistry. Do you people not have chemistry?
I don't know. Like I said, it's 9 years, two young kids. There's no time for anything. We're just really struggling, and we're too tired. And if we're not tired, I'd rather watch TV, honestly. So I'm being really honest. The sexual drive's just not there. So I'm not sure. I'm not
wait
sure
a minute.
What we're supposed
the
to do.
The sexual drive is not there for you.
Well, I don't think it's for him either, because he never really, you know.
What does he do for pleasure? What?
Well, together, we recently just started working out a little bit. But before
that's
that.
That's wonderful.
Really,
is that what you do once a week for a date? You work out at the gym?
Yeah, at a gym, but that's not really, we're starting to do date night too. We have a baby, 10 months old, and before that, we weren't really able to get out. So we're just starting to plan some date nights.
What I'm hearing is you're finally afraid of the fact that your marriage is going sexless, which means chemistry is being damaged.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. When you say chemistry, yeah, like, I don't know. It feels like even when we're alone, I feel like there's not chemistry when we're alone without the kids. It's more like, okay, what's our to-do? What do we have to finish this week? It's just dry conversations like that.
Are you telling me that you and your husband cannot have one date a week in your bedroom or rental? Or is there anybody that can babysit for you? Or can you hire somebody for a few hours?
Yeah, we're starting to do that. Yeah, we're starting. Yeah.
Okay, but
wait,
what I'm telling you is that chemistry is what keeps most people together after the first 3 years of knowing each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like meals. It's what you're saying to me is, oh, we don't have meals. We just open cans and stay alive.
Yeah.
Tell me.
So you suggest if we continue doing... Mm-hmm.
Is your mom and dad still?
Yes, they're alive.
Are your mom and?
Am I
is
what?
Your mom and dad? Okay, mm-hmm. I can't ask a question. Are your mom and dad still together?
Yes, but not because. Yeah, but my mom doesn't have a good relationship with my dad. It's more of financial reason, but. There's no relationship between them.
So they have a business arranged relationship.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Is your mother in physical shape?
Yes, she is now.
Okay. Does she have a lover on the side?
No, she doesn't.
So she just wants a husband for money. That's all. What?
No choice. She can't support herself, so she really doesn't have a choice. And she said that to my father many times, that that's the only reason I stay with you. It's not that I want to be with you or that I love you. I just can't support myself, and that's the only reason I live with you. And we're like
roommates.
All right,
so. Your mother has not shown you.
They don't have a good relationship.
What I'm hearing is your mother is not married to your father. She's in business with him. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have an older brother.
Is he married?
Yes, he's for 2 years now. Yeah.
Are they in a good marriage in which they are not only making money, but making love and raising kids and doing things?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So, is your father loyal sexually to your mother?
I don't know that. They haven't been sexual together for many years. I really don't know that. And I kind of don't want to know that.
What you're doing right now is coming to the awareness that you're not married anymore.
That I'm not?
You two are not married.
Right.
There's a book and it's called Touching by Ashley Montague. It's the importance of sensuous and sexual. What shape are you in?
Very good shape. Like, I'm extra small. I had two babies, but I always make sure that I get fit again right after.
Okay. So you have a family with a husband and one or two kids. Did you say you were pregnant again?
No more kids, just two kids.
Oh, you have two kids.
Yeah, 10-month-old and 3-year-old.
Do you want to be married in a family?
Yes, I do.
So you're just starting to go into the business of touching. Do you want to be married to your husband?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Then would you please act attractive?
I think most of the time I take care of myself. It's not like I'm a bum. you mean by looks, right? That's what you mean?
What I mean is, do you treat your husband as if you respect him enough to want to touch him affectionately?
Yes, I respect him enough.
And he does not respond to you?
Like I said, neither one of us are really making a whole lot of moves right now. We're both kind of, if I do, yes, I think he will respond. But like I said, I'm most of the time not in the mood, and he doesn't really make an, move either.
Who needs a signal that they're available? Do you remember how you got him in the first place?
Yeah.
Did you flirt with him?
Yeah.
Did you use my tools with him?
Yes, I did. Yep.
But as soon as you married him, you went single again.
I mean, several years later. That's true. But yeah.
What you did was you got two kids so that when he dies or divorces you, what will you do if you find out he has a lover on the side?
I know, that would be devastating.
You'll do what?
That would be devastating.
But aren't you getting worried that that's where we're going?
Yeah, possibly. I've thought about it. I mean, I don't think he is by any means.
Is either. But what I'm saying is, you people are not touching with love and affection.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I called you. I totally know the problem. I really do. But yeah, I just don't know how to get to that excitement where...
Here.
Yeah.
Number one, you keep your body in shape. Men pick with their eyes. Women pick with their ears. You've got him going to the gym with you. Right?
Yes, yes.
So what's wrong with giving each other foot massages or anything else? Taking showers together.
Yeah.
Your parents did not show you how to touch each other.
Yep.
Do you not touch your children?
Yeah, all the time. Kisses, hugs, all the time.
Then would you please, when you touch a child, touch your husband if he's valuable to you and thank him for the child. Whatever you can do with the child other than sex, would you please touch him?
Yeah.
Do you understand? In a woman, when a woman doesn't make love, her body adjusts by shutting down the parts of her brain that appreciate sex. Do you understand you've turned your body off?
I did not know that. No,
there's a book. There's a book, and it's called When the Body Says No by Gabor Mate. Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, Gabor Mate, M-A-T-E, umlaut, that little mark over the E.
Okay.
When the body says no, do you understand that when women become widows, their body mercifully sexually shuts down so that they are not tortured by sexual addictions?
Yeah, I did not know that. Wow.
Therefore, I'm telling you that you are knowing that there's something really wrong. I want you to touch him as much as you touch your children.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll do that, but is it weird that he doesn't do that either?
I got news for you. Wait a minute. Your husband is going to be loyal to you to the best of his ability for the kids' sake. That's why I asked you how much you weighed, because women that turn against their body sexually usually get fat or thin or have lovers. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
What you and your husband are doing is not human. You've got to take care of the animal side of your nature. When the body says no, you have turned your body off by not touching Ashley Montague.
Okay.
You're already started. That's, you knew what I was going to say because you know me.
Yeah. I know. Part of me, I was like, why am I calling? But then I was like, I was sure that I would get better answers than everything that I know, which is true.
Now, have I given you the direction that you need?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you know, part of what I didn't really know is that my body gets used to it, which is clearly very much used to it now.
I've got news for you. Your body shuts off mercifully so that you don't go cuckoo when your husband dies or leaves you.
Right.
Men, on the other hand, start drinking and fooling around with other women.
Right.
Luckily, you have two kids, and he may love himself enough as a father to stay alive, but I promise you he'll die sooner than he should, and the reason is he's not getting touched.
Right. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Got it. Yeah, that's all I need to know. Another question. Is it wrong to get porn just to get excited? We've never done that either. I mean, I've bought some sex toys before, and I mean, they're exciting, but not that exciting. Is that wrong to do? Just to spice it up?
To do what?
To watch, like, movies. Like pornography.
I have no problem with you turning on, but I require that you make love after the movie's over.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep, that's what I wanted.
Whatever
to know
turns you on is fine with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just warning you, you're not living a normal human life. And I've given you two books that talks about it. Touching,
yeah.
And when the body says no.
Okay.
Got it?
Perfect. Got it. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Call back.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Keep us updated. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know, Dr. Pat. I think sometimes in that after baby period, you got to fake it until you make it with the flirting and the attention. You know,
I'm telling you, you eat three meals a day, you do your laundry. What makes you think that you don't have to organize your sex life?
No, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Hello,
Paul, right. You are live with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Awesome. Since
I'm trying to get on LA Talk Radio.
You are on LA Talk Radio. You're live on LA Talk Radio with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Right now.
Right
yes,
now, live
I do.
On
Pat, so let me try. I'll try and make this as quick as I can. But in the last 4 months,
why are you going to do that?
Because you're so damn busy.
Who said you had to do that?
Okay, I will then go at a normal pace. But
perfect.
At any rate,
that's right. You know what? I'm more interested in getting the message across than collecting people.
Okay. So let me just preface this with kind of a set up of the situation. I start going to a restaurant down here in Dana Point, California, and there was a girl there, a young waitress, and I noticed that we had kind of a nice connection.
You had chemistry.
We had chemistry, but...
Do you know what chemistry is?
It's lust.
Chemistry is the person that you have chemistry with. Their cells in their bodies are somewhat like either for you, your mother, or for a woman, her father. And that causes energy, attraction. It's pheromones.
Yes.
When you have pheromones for somebody, your body wants to touch them. I guess that's the theme for tonight. And then you've got to decide to flirt or not flirt. And if you're drunk, are you going to just have sex? Where are you going with this? Do you see?
Well,
so the point is, what do you want to ask me?
So as I enter the restaurant each night or every other night, she looks at me with disdain. And I came up from behind.
She flirts. She looks you in the eye and smiles. Yes or no?
No. She looks at me with anger.
Ooh, that's even better. She is so mad at you. For some reason, you remind her probably of her dad or a husband or somebody that she doesn't like.
Probably her dad. So I assumed that she's probably had a bad experience. Some man must have hurt her in her life.
That's exactly right. Why don't you ask her? Why don't you say...
Well, as I approach her, she heads for the hills. She doesn't respond in a normal way.
I got it.
So I get a sense she's almost fearful of me.
I'm hearing that you trigger a trauma in her.
Correct. So I wrote her a note and left it on her car.
Oh, you did write her something? What did you write?
Yes, I said, I think you're a wonderful person, et cetera, but I don't think, I said, I'm not the man who hurt you, so I hope you don't think that I'm that person. But I know somebody hurt you, and I'm not him. I'm just a simple guy here getting through life. So I could tell that the next day she was impressed by that, so I assumed that I hit the nail on the head.
You did. So did you ask her to go to another restaurant and have a cup of coffee?
No, she's completely unapproachable. She's unapproachable when I enter the restaurant, but within about 20 minutes, she is the sweetest lady on the planet. So she goes from this belligerent, angry person to almost a loving, caring potential companion, and it's completely baffling.
Then why don't you have a relationship at the counter?
I've tried, but she doesn't seem to be responsive either. Well, she's very nervous when I approach her. She drops the glasses.
I know that,
things.
But if you're on one side of the counter and she's on the other.
Yeah, I've done that. But here's my real question. During one of these encounters, as she came up from behind me, I know we're all energy beings, and I'm not prone to hallucinations or necessarily into mystical experiences, but I literally felt a warm energy come from her, almost like a light energy, and enter me. And within a minute of that, as crazy as it seems, and I'm not crazy, there was like a ball of energy that left me and entered her like pelvis area. And the only,
I'm
and it was
telling
as tangible.
You, you're talking about pheromones. That was chemistry exuded by her body and your body, which is coming together to let you know. Do you realize that you're dating her, desensitizing her right now?
I'm desensitizing her to trauma or to me?
No,
or...
you're desensitizing her to the energy that goes between you. You're exchanging pheromone energy. That's cellular smell mostly, energy that goes between bodies that causes them to want to touch each other.
So when
you're
saying I'm desensitizing, I'm... creating a more intense experience when I'm near her, or
she's enjoying. She liked coming up from behind you. That was more protective.
Right.
She's afraid of you face to face.
Right. And
why
would she be afraid of me face to face? Why would she be afraid of me face to face? Because of the trauma, or because... She's just shy and nervous.
If her daddy was mean to her, then his energy and her energy before he was mean, and that could be within the first year of her life. Babies can't talk when they're born, but they can feel energy. There are babies that like their babysitter better than mom because mom didn't want the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing with you, if I were you, I would have a cup of coffee in her restaurant as often as you want and just be there while she desensitizes to feeling your energy.
Okay. Is she looking for a daddy or is she looking for a romantic relationship?
She's not looking for a daddy because she's got fear for men. What she's
right.
looking for is that feeling of comfort from the pheromone exchange, which is called chemistry. She likes that feeling, but I'll bet you she doesn't do it walking up to the face of you, does she?
No.
Then let her walk up behind you.
Right. Right. It's just it's a long process here.
I want you to know if she's somebody that you're interested in and you can have, how many times can you go to her restaurant and have coffee?
Just about every day.
Is that convenient for you to do?
Sure. Yeah, I live right across the street from the restaurant.
Then why don't you have a cup of coffee every day at her restaurant and let her walk up behind you and say hi? Just hi.
That's all I've been doing. And
well, then
she,
you've been doing intuitively what?
Yeah, I've just been slowly desensitizing her because you and I have been
You're
down this road together with
right.
somebody else.
I got news for you. She may be a wounded woman who's chemically attracted to you and hopes you've got me for a therapist so that I can teach you to desensitize her trauma and fear in a gentle, loving, long-term way.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, then why don't you do it?
I am doing it. I just couldn't understand this sense of energy exchange.
How can you understand it? You didn't know about pheromones. You don't know about chemistry. Do you?
No. But I'm going to.
Then why don't you just follow my directions?
I will, as always, I will do exactly as you instructed me. And
is that right?
No, but
you've been listening to me?
Yeah, I mean, of course I listen to you. Yeah, I listen to you all the time. I'm a zealot. I'm a disciple for the last 4 or 5 years. And everything you've taught me
works
wonderful. In the real world.
That's wonderful. But I love helping people love each other sensually and sexually.
I have another quick question for you.
What?
So I meet a woman online. I've known her for some time. We have face-to-face sexual encounters. Can she bond to me online? Can she release oxytocin?
No, she can't bond to you online, but she can bond to you, and then it reminds her that she's bonded to you. Bonding
but she can't.
Requires
there's no pheromones online.
Touching. What?
I say there's no pheromones online.
Honey,
you
I know there are no pheromones, except you said that we've been doing phone work, but you said you had a sexual relationship with her.
Correct. I'm
well,
just
what do you think
I'm
you're
just
doing?
Curious if she's bonding in a normal way as if we were in a bedroom making love.
No, because making love is physical, mental, and emotional. Having sex is simply friends with perks. It's free sex.
Okay. You.
But she's bonding.
Answered.
How old is she?
This girl's 23 years old, and I'm 60
okay.
years old.
I understand that. Now I'm going to tell you something. You being 60, your testosterone's going down, and the estrogen in your body is causing you to bond to women that you're chemically attracted to. And she
is
young enough. Both of you are on estrogen. Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So why why don't you just go there, smell each other, say a few words now and then, and when and you how do you get into your sex situation? Do you ask her? Does she ask you? Who's asking who?
How do I get into what situation? My sexual
sex.
My what?
Are you having sex with her?
Oh no, no, not all. No.
Oh, you're not having sex? No, I thought I just asked you and you said yes.
No, no, I'm talking about a woman I met online who's more of a friends with perks. This is totally different person. I confused you. Excuse me. I was just curious about another situation.
Yes, but you've smelled her. You've been close to her.
Yeah, but I'm going very, very slow in an effort to desensitize her from any potential trauma she may have had.
I think that's wonderful, except both of you are learning to bond to each other's bodies.
I think so.
Older men and younger women are bondable. Younger men and older women are not bondable. Older women go with young men so they can have sex because old women don't attract old men well enough, but younger men, they'll take sex where they get it.
Yeah, I think so. I know some people like that.
I understand that.
Once again, Dr. Allen, you've educated me beyond my wildest imagination, I will call again, and I pray you are well and happy down there in Carlsbad.
I am well and happy. I'm 87 years old.
It doesn't sound like you've lost a step. You're getting smarter.
No, I'm just getting more experience because nice people call me and I stretch my brains. But I say the same thing. I'm a scientist and I teach it to help people love one another, especially sexually.
Well, it works. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and I've spread their message and they all agree with everything I say and they appreciate the message, your message that I deliver. So thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And may your pheromones have a ball.
I hope so. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'll talk to you, Pat. Dr. Allen,
good.
I'll talk to you. Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was charming, Dr. Pat.
I love that. It was real.
He is a total devotee. I love that. That is fabulous. And I think it's very interesting that he picked up on the trauma that woman had. He's very much doing your work to be able to pick that up like that. Very, very brilliant.
Melinda Aziz is
not available.
Her coming up behind him was her trying to be safe in a scary situation. So they're both doing fine.
So neat. I love that. I love it. Looks like Sam is trying to get us another call on the line. But
good,
we need
good,
you to answer
good.
And not let us talk to your voicemail because that's boring. Okay. While he's doing that, I will finish what I was saying earlier. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I got it.
Good.
Yeah, you got to turn.
I'm having an issue. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you turn the radio down?
Okay. Yes, I don't have the radio on. I'm having an issue. There's a lot of background noise. I'm going to get away from it. Sorry. Just a second. Okay. Thank you. I'm having an issue. I'm recently married. And
okay.
Unfortunately, my husband already hates my family. I'll try to go quickly as possible for the story.
He what? What did you say?
My husband now hates my family. Hate might be a strong word.
Wait a minute.
What happened was...
You know what you just told me?
What?
That he wasn't your family. So you're really not married. You're a daughter on loan.
No, well, I was fine with him not liking my family.
Wait a minute. Are they your family and he's not?
No, he's my family.
Well, then don't call them my childhood family.
Good idea.
That's
my
your
childhood.
And who are you? Are you your mother's daughter or your father's son? What are you?
I am my mother's daughter.
Okay, so if your dad walked in the room, would he say, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about what you did?
How did I feel? I had to train him on that, though.
Okay,
I'm now 45
so he knows
and a half
how
years
to cherish
old.
You. Is,
yes.
How old are you?
45 and a half. Actually, no,
35?
I'm turning 46 next month. 46 next month.
So you have been a daughter for 46 years.
Yes, I just got married in February.
You did not get married. You're on loan.
Yes.
How many times a day do you talk to your mother?
I don't.
Are you and she fighting?
No.
So how do you not get along with them?
No, my husband is upset with them.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. What's going on?
His father died
your husband?
His father died of cancer in June. He told me that he wanted privacy and even told my parents that. And then later, as a feminine woman, I did what he told me, and it turns out that's not what he meant. As a grieving person, he wasn't communicating clearly, and apparently they fell short of showing up when they were supposed to. So
who was your family?
Yeah, my childhood family.
So your childhood family neglected your going to be husband when his father died.
No, well, he was already my husband, yes, legally, yes.
Yeah, but he was not spiritually married to you. He was mad at you.
He's not mad at me. He's only mad at them. I took responsibility for it because it was my communication. I said this was my fault because I told them you wanted to be left alone, et cetera. And he said, no, it's them, not you. So my question is...
Okay. What is your question? He's on a temper tantrum. I got it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's what it is because of grief. Okay. So now I am trying to rectify the situation. And I said that they can come over now. No one's been at our house because of COVID and whatever. We've been married 5 months now. I said, well, I can tell them it's okay for them to come over now because there's three things where they didn't call, they didn't come over, and they didn't go to this prayer thing at his temple, which I didn't even know he was into this temple thing, which is a whole nother story. But I went, which is fine. My parents are 81 and 77, and I told him.
Very good.
I can have them come. He told me about it. They can come to this. And I said, okay, well, I would need to go get them because they'll screw it up. They were an hour late to our wedding, et cetera. Anyway, so, which was a 12 person wedding anyway, of attendance. Anyway, so
I hear you made a mistake and you're wanting to make up.
Right. And he's not, the short story is he's not allowing me to fix it. And I have a problem with that, of course.
So wait a minute. What
like
is
making
he requiring
a mess.
Now?
He's not. He's just saying that they're
not welcome in your
home. I don't want to have a relationship with your brother and his family, your parents. I will be cordial to them because they're your parents, but I am really disappointed in them. This is embarrassing.
Don't you let him be mad at your parents?
Well, here's why.
Why?
So,
other than you're still their daughter. You understand?
No, I actually am fine. Yes, I'm fine with him not liking them. I personally think it's kind of sad because they do want to show support for him, and they haven't
but
been able
who
to.
Who are you
and
taking
they
care
actually,
of? Your parents or your husband to be?
My
whose feelings
I believe
did you
my
just refer to?
Probably my husband.
No, you said this would be nice if my husband would be okay with my parents. It was pro your parents, not him.
Oh, well, because he's grieving and he feels with his feelings he shared is that he's hurt. And my parents do a lot of wrong things. And I'm saying, like, this was not their fault.
Are you willing to do exactly what your husband legally says?
Yeah. But he said you can have them come over. They're your family. I'm not sure that I'm not sure I'll be available.
That's right. Why does he have to be there with your family?
Well, I think it's sad that the little family he has
Dear, do you want to be your husband's mother and the forever daughter of your mother and father?
No.
Do you understand you haven't got your relationships organized?
Mm-hmm.
Would you please, your husband
is... What I feel bad about is his birthday's coming up in the week. Well, it's his first birthday after his dad passed away. And these
Do you hear you mothering him?
I see what you're saying. The problem is,
when
like,
can you
I
stop
did what
mothering
he told me,
him?
You're I who? Just started doing it. What happened was because he gave me the wrong information. I followed what he said and it got me in trouble.
Darling,
like if I had said, no, forget what you're saying. My parents, but they want to come show their respects for you and their condolences. And if I said that, I would be going against what he said, but then everything would be fine.
No, it wouldn't be fine. You'd be the daughter of your mother and father at 46, and he would be without a wife.
Yeah.
Why are you divorcing your husband in favor of your mother and father? Why?
Well, I'm not divorcing him.
You are. You're divorcing him right now. I'm hearing you. Look, my mother and father will treat him nice if he'll just let it go the way I want it to go. That's you mothering your husband, which is not appropriate, and you taking care of your family, mom and dad, instead of doing exactly what your husband literally said. You can have them over as your family. I just don't like them because of what you told me.
Well, it's what I told them. I told them not to do anything, like show up.
And that, my friend, is mothering them.
Well, I was thinking I was being respectful of his wishes and communicating to them.
Yes. So would you please write a letter of amends? I'm so sorry I miscommunicated to you and sounded like I was more a daughter than a wife. I am a wife first.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please marry your husband?
But
nothing you're saying sounds like a wife.
Okay, so as far as his birthday goes, you want them to ignore him on his birthday or act like nothing happened, like his dad died?
I want you... You don't act on his dad's death at his birthday. You say, what would make you happy on your birthday? Do you want to celebrate it? Do you want a few of your friends over? What do you want me to do to give you a good birthday, including an honorary statement from you about your dad and his birth and whatever? Would you please let your husband tell you what he wants for his birthday? Not your mother, not your father. They're your ex-family. Ex.
So you would not have them over to your house?
Wait a minute.
So he's saying, like, nothing, it's just another day, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, and then he's going to
make him a cake. I want you to give him a birthday, you and he, with nobody, if that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some friends, Alan? Do you know any of his friends?
No, he doesn't. He has a very small circle. That's why this is interesting. Then, and he's like cut these people off too.
I want to have a birthday party for you with me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a different kind of birthday party?
Mm-hmm.
If he says, I do not want any birthday party,
mm-hmm.
then get mm-hmm. him a great card.
Mm-hmm.
And a flower.
Like, I'm sure he didn't enjoy cake. He asks for cookies and cake and whatever I make all the time, but he's just saying that. But of course, like, he's, yeah, birthday cake's normal and all that. So you would just let this all go.
You don't have to invite anybody.
No, I wasn't going to, but normally people would call on his birthday.
Honey, people, wait, blah, blah, blah. You know what you just did? You just took me, said, oh, Pat, most people would do this and this. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk to you like a wife with a husband,
yes,
who's mourning the loss
mm-hmm.
of a father, who's
mm-hmm.
not particularly into gay happy birthday parties, or he is, but you're going to ask him, what can I do for you that you would like for your birthday? Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a birthday cake, whatever you say he likes you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a card, a very special card.
Okay. And you just, like, basically leave the family out of the fact his dad died.
Darling, you're with the family. There may, if you go in a Hallmark card store, there may be a mm-hmm. card that says, even in this sad time with your father dying, I wish you a happy birthday for yourself. They have cards for everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's what I'm hearing from you. Is this correct that you're saying, like, make amends? Because I have a lot of guilt around this.
I want you to understand, you mind everybody's business but your husband's. Would you please ask your husband what he wants done for his birthday?
Yeah,
that you made a mistake
for the death of his father, which he does not accept.
Yeah.
He's not accepting any amends around that.
Then let it. He has the right to do that. Please honor
okay.
and respect him.
Okay.
So have you made the idea that he is going to tell you what to do for his birthday? And if he says
yeah.
nothing, then
mm-hmm.
do a birthday cake and a card. And
yeah.
say, I wanted to do the cake and the card.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Got it.
And do not talk
yeah.
about your family as your mom and dad. They're your childhood family. He's your family.
Right. Okay.
And I want you to respect him so
mm-hmm.
he can cherish you.
Yes.
Got it?
So let go of the guilt I have.
I got news for you. You can work on the guilt. I got news for you. You made a mistake being a daughter and a mother and a wife. You just got it all complicated. Would you please be human?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It makes me feel very scared to go forward, because if something like this he reacts this way to, I'm getting very concerned.
Okay, then
I'm
going to
disappoint him
a
lot.
Divorce. Okay. Done. Go back to your family. I wonder if your mother will nurse you.
No.
At 46, would you please be a good wife? Would you please?
So what would I have done differently in the first place? I just wouldn't have told my parents anything or my family anything. I'd be like, do whatever you want.
No, you would have gone to your husband and said, what do you want to do for your birthday?
No, the death of his father. What was I supposed to do there? Because I still don't know.
You were supposed to say, do you want my family to attend your father's funeral? You do what you do with anybody.
Yeah, he wasn't being clear, though. He was like, oh, they can come if they want to. And
I got news for you. He told you they can come if they want to. So did they want to?
I don't even know.
Who told them not to come?
They decided for themselves. I gave them the information.
What?
I didn't give the information to my brother. I gave it to my parents, and it's like it's too difficult to them.
Honey,
relatives.
That's their business. I want you to know you played mother to everybody, but your husband. Your husband is what needed you.
It sounds like I was mothering him by communicating what he said to my parents.
No, dear, that's mothering him, and that's not what respects men.
That's
you
what
don't
that's
mother
what I did.
Men. I know you did, and I've already gone through that.
I thought I was doing what he told me, which is, you're saying it's mothering.
Do what you want to do, and what they want to do.
No, that was one of the conversations. That was one of the conversations, that was one of the conversations. He also said, I don't want anybody calling.
You want to know something?
Yes.
You like running people's lives.
I don't at all, actually. I did not sign up for this.
I didn't want any of this responsibility. It sounds like you want a divorce. I heard your husband say, I know they're your family, have them over when you want them over, but that's not my gig. He is not interested.
Okay.
So please let him, but find out what do you want to do on your birthday.
Right. Thank you. I got it. I'm sorry to make you repeat. I will try to go back to the original part, but I got it all. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to Sam again and see if we've got some more calls lined up. Okay. I think he's getting us
in there.
Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Pat Allen on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
I have a few things to run by you. Number one, which is the most pressing, is how I'm currently duty dating, going on a lot of dates, in the process of these dates. Sometimes sex, not intercourse, happens, meaning these people are, their hands are, going in a lot of different places.
They're fondling you.
Exactly. How do I tell a man how do I signal that the way they're touching me is not actually turning me on, and that
what you
there's
do
another
is, first
way,
of all,
yeah,
reach for their hand and take it off your body.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
And say, I appreciate your attraction to me, but I only become sensually sexual when I'm believing I'm going to be in a committed relationship monogamously and aiming towards marriage. And I'm not comfortable doing anything sexual until you and I decide if I'm your girlfriend and potentially a wife. Do you want to marry somebody?
Of course.
Yeah. No, not of
now,
course.
Yeah, I do. That's why I got into your system.
Okay.
Getting to I do.
So the first thing you do is to move his hand and say thank you for your affection. But I don't start being sensual and sexual until you and I are boyfriend and girlfriend. Are you wanting me as your girlfriend?
Okay, well, that's very helpful, because I guess that's a way to go into the monogamy, continuity, longevity
conversation.
That's
exactly right.
However, I'm actually talking about a slightly different scenario, which is when which is when they're being sexual with, meaning that, we've talked a lot, you've talked a lot on the show about how the ultimate boundary is penis in the mouth, anus or vagina. So
that is the God moment. That's when you can make babies.
Yes. So I've actually been in a case, and actually happened very recently, where I already had that talk with him, but we were having sex, not intercourse. But he was it's more of a skill issue where he was touching me in a way that wasn't intercourse.
Move his hand.
And say,
because you
and
may
say.
Like, you may, do you like him going down on you?
Yes, I do. But what if he's down on me and I'm not finding it pleasurable and I want to show him a better way? That's kind of what I'm trying to.
Then I want
how
you
do you
push
direct
his
men
shoulder,
to pleasure you properly?
You say to him, thank you for your attempt at pleasuring me, but I'd rather show you how to do it.
Good. Okay. Right.
Just tell him
okay.
the truth.
Right.
But you thank him for his attention.
The only reason I was reluctant is that I've heard you say a few times to never ask for more, better, or different sex.
I know that, but you're not asking for it. Every woman has my permission to say, thank you for offering, but I'm not comfortable. Whether you move his hand or put your hand on his, whatever it is, I give women total permission to appreciate their effort and to say that it's not turning you on.
Good, good, good. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I knew that, you know, if it's not turning me on, it's actually not a good thing for me to continue engaging in it.
You're
it's just
not
that
supposed
I didn't know
to do it. How many times have you heard me say women have to feel good to do good?
Absolutely. Okay, great. Yeah,
so
it's just a matter of how to introduce it to them without hurting,
You're not hurting his feelings. You're saying, thank you for giving me the clitoral thing. Thank you for being attracted to me. But it's too early. I'm not your girlfriend. Or I like it done this way instead of that way.
Perfect.
You have my permission to always tell a man, thank you, but it's not pleasing me, and I'd love to show you what would.
Okie dokie. That's great. Since I have a couple of other concerns, I'm gonna move to my next question. Okay, so the next question is, there is a man who is talking to me on a dating app, and this is fascinating, Pat. Well, I mean, since I know your system, it's not surprising, but he's been talking to me, and we've been in some form of negotiation for probably over 2-3 months now. It's fascinating. And what it is he lives two states over, and he drives, I don't, and I'm very open to meeting him, but every way that he asks me to meet is uncomfortable for me. So, for example, once
then
he said, well, how about...
him that way.
Yeah, well, precisely.
But thank you for inviting me, but I'm not comfortable driving to blah, blah, blah. So if you're
right.
willing to drive halfway or all the way, would you be willing to... Oh, you don't drive at all.
I don't drive at all. So what I've been trying to tell him... Yes, because I live in the one city in the world where you don't need to drive, because it's probably the biggest city in the world, and I'm not going to say the name. So I don't even know how to drive, and of course he lives in a nearby state where everybody drives. But anyway,
what I proposed
to him was, look, a certain city, which is in the state in the middle, like the state that's midway, a certain city there is accessible to me by train. So if you drive to that city, I can meet you there. And in fact, interestingly, what's fascinating
but
is most...
Do you know my tools? I have an
of
idea
course,
that
yes.
might solve our problem. What?
Yes, yes, I used your tools. I asked
All right.
before. I asked for permission before giving the suggestion.
I got. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yes, I've used your tools, and I suspect that's why he keeps coming back at it. He keeps coming. You know,
that's
I mean, it's
exactly
been
right.
Two, 3 months.
He knows you're negotiating.
Yeah, he's like coming back. Like, you know, sometimes it's like a month passes. He comes. I think that this back and forth has been happening for more than 2-3 months now.
I want you to understand that men love virtuous women because they know they're not supposed to get free sex, free food, free housing, free money. Men know that.
Since you mentioned free food, here's what his latest proposal was, and of course. I had to turn it down again, but I thought, you know what, this has been going on for a while. Maybe Pat will get us out of this quagmire. Here's what his latest proposal was.
I understand that.
His latest proposal was that he would drive all the way to me, but that when he arrived, I should cook him a meal.
That sounds perfect.
You think that that's fine?
I think that's beautiful.
Okay, because what I told him was, here's what I said. I said I appreciate you wanting to come all the way to me. However,
right.
I'm not comfortable cooking you a meal unless we're in a committed relationship. Okay.
Oh, that doesn't even fit.
What?
I can't be in a relationship with you. I can't cook a meal for you because we're not in a... That does not fit. It's called, I am more than willing to cook you a meal in exchange for your driving to see me.
Okay, got it. Okay, okay, good. Because this would be our first meeting, obviously. Okay. Okay, so that's what I thought. I thought I'd run it by you because it sounded, you know, he's definitely not budging from that one. Yeah,
because
he's not budging from that one at all. He's like, nope, I'm not coming if you're not cooking me a meal. So I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Yeah.
You do what's logical. Food has nothing to do with sex.
Sounds good. Okay, so I guess I have your permission to cook him a meal if he drives two states over to
Absolutely.
See me. Absolutely.
It'll probably
be like 3 hours. Okay. All right, well, that's it. You just solved the... We were at a standstill for several months, and you just solved it, so that's great.
Good.
Okay.
So carry the message. Carry the message.
Okie dokie. And then very last one, if that's okay. There
yes,
is a man
is.
who I went on one date, who invited me on a date. It was at the height of the lockdown. So he, it was as lockdownish as possible. So what he did is he brought me some ice cream and he brought it to me on my front porch of my building.
It's actually in the lobby
of my building.
Sounds charming.
It was very brief. We both had masks. We were kind of distanced. It was like 15 minutes. But he brought me that ice cream. The restaurants were closed. The parks were open, but for some reason, this is what he had proposed to do. No problem. And then we exchanged texts two or three times. And then there was a holiday. I did a ritual greeting. He responded, and then nothing for a year and
He's
3 months.
He's got 8 weeks to reach
back. No. This happened last year, and what I want to tell you is that he popped back up a year and 3 months later this week.
and do you ever hear Pat Allen say, if they don't call you by 8 weeks, take their name out and do whatever, but don't be surprised if they realize you are a valuable woman and they call you a year later.
And that's exactly what happened, which is why I did want to run it by you. But what is fascinating is that since he's come back, it's like he's in a frenzy. So, for example, he reached out to me, I think, a week ago.
You understand he's falling in love with you?
In a year after a 15-minute date?
Yes, dear. It takes 3 minutes for a man to decide if it's a cheap friends with perks or a future possibility. And when it's a future possibility, they are frightened to death of losing you when they realize your value.
And what I would love for you to enlighten us with, Pat, is what happened in that year and a half, in a year and 3 months? I mean, I know COVID probably slowed them down, too.
He found out that sex is not making love. He wants to make love. How old is he today?
He is 48 and I'm 46. So,
and I want you to know you're perimenopausal and he's periandropause.
Correct.
And he
correct.
Is now bondable. Bondable.
True. Got it.
And he's terrified that he lost a virtuous woman, you, because he wanted to have sex like a dog.
So you think when he initially came to me, he wanted to have intercourse, right?
They all want sex when they come to you and me and whoever.
Of course, right. Okay. So he thought, and I mean, especially since this was on the least reputable dating app out there, so he probably thought there was going to be a way to hook up. And I certainly, did not give him an overture to hook up at all.
Perks.
Yeah,
I mean?
And he probably also expected me to chase him, which I did not at all. That's probably
yes.
So I get it.
Oh, are you Pat Allenized?
Totally. Oh, totally. Oh, absolutely. Okay. So I'm gonna leave it for somebody. I'm glad I wanted to run that by you because I'm just like he's in a frenzy. I'm going on a trip, so I said, well, maybe he wanted to see each other, and I said, well, let's see each other when I come back from the trip in a week and a half.
That's
and he
exactly
said, oh no,
right.
Let's
That's
see each other. Let's go take a walk tonight. So I took a walk with him last night. Because he was
I love it. He wants to smell your body.
He's in a frenzy. A total frenzy. I had forgotten he even existed. So anyway, just want to give you that testimonial.
Wait. Have you ever seen a dog in heat?
Yes.
What surrounds her? A bunch of males. What are they doing? They're trying to screw her, yes or no.
Absolutely.
Well, what makes you think we're not animals? We're simply spiritualized animals. And I teach you how to be spiritual sexually so that men can fall in love with you. Men cannot fall in love with non-virtuous women. They can use them, but not fall in love with them unless they feel safe that she won't betray them. If he can't stick his dick in your mouth, anus, and vagina, He can't either.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Got it.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm going to.
You're welcome.
I'm going to leave some of that, you know, a possibility for other people to get the wisdom. Good night, and I'll follow up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right. Back
this has
after
been quite a phone call.
I
Everybody
know.
On the phone back today is very creative.
Very. Very creative. Interesting. Back, like you say, if he's not back in 8 weeks, don't be surprised if he pops back up in about a year.
That's what I say.
I know.
That's what I experience.
It's amazing. And, you know, I find the 8 weeks thing really amazing. How many times are ladies?
Really?
It is. They come in and they're like, I didn't expect him to come back. And then 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 8 weeks, 8 weeks in a day. Too amazing.
Do you want to hear something wonderfully? Do we have
yes,
a call
Doctor.
Or do you want to?
Go for it. I don't think we have a call right now.
Okay. A mother told me that her under 10-year-old son, literally without any Pat Allen training, said, Mom, I know you may not be comfortable with what I'm going to ask you, but I want... He used a tool on his mother.
That's amazing. How old is he?
Like under 10, he was just a kid. Do you understand that by the age of 1 year, a child needs to hear the dialect? By the age of 3, the child has got to hear the language that's spoken. And I heard a mother being stunned at a child that just heard her learning to speak the tools, and he used them on his mother when he was afraid to ask for something. Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'll tell you, kids, you know, are sometimes so intuitive, and they know, like, if I say this, I have to say this a certain way. And he just proved that. What an amazing thing. And so he's basically been living with a mother who's been speaking Pat Allen.
Isn't and, that you know, really, really joyful?
It is. And Dr. T. Barry Brazelton, who I admire very much, he talked about children and how to best teach them by example how to communicate. And I always thought that was amazing. I started listening to him when I had my first daughter. And I always really tried very hard to make it so my kids could come and talk to me without being fearful. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the thing that they want seems so big and so... Wow, that's
but
really
this
awesome.
This little boy, can you imagine a little boy sounding like a gentleman?
You know, I'm stunned by it, actually. I'm stunned by it, actually, especially in this recent day and age. Things are a little bit not like they used to be when I was a young girl. And, so, yeah, very, very different. So, Dr. Pat, we are about
yes.
out of time. I want to remind everybody about your amazing groups and about your amazing script sessions that are just blow you out of the water. And our new product, which is our high-vibe letter reading.
appointments. So if anybody is interested in that, they can reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email.
What it really is me critiquing messages you're sending to people you love that are scaring you.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. It's time to go. What do you have to say before we do?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Amen to that. All right, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, be safe. And we love you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.